Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
You're about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case loving you.
All right, guys. We are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI. 1-877-DOCDALI. So in Virginia, there has been a high school shooting. Newport News, Virginia. Their police say two people were shot today at Heritage High School. Newport News Police Chief Steve Drew said the two victims' injuries were not believed to be life-threatening. Both victims were 17 years old. A boy was shot in the side of his face. A girl was shot in the lower leg. The school has been evacuated, and two other people suffer non-gunshot-related injuries. Drew said the suspect was not in custody as of 1:30 p.m. Authorities were still searching for them, he said. Drew said information indicates that the victims and suspect knew each other, and it doesn't appear that the shooter was looking to shoot others. Drew said, we do believe that they knew each other. I don't believe that this is an individual that is searching the community to hurt members. But he wouldn't speculate further. Rumors that there were active shooters at the school were false, he said. Students were being evacuated and sent to the school's tennis courts. Parents can meet their children there at the tennis courts. It's a beautiful school, and look at the campus right now. It's a shame. So the Dream Academy nearby is placed on lockdown. Police got the call at about 11:38 local time. Still a major police presence there 2 hours later. FBI confirmed it is assisting the police. Evidence has been collected inside the school, but apparently the shooter is still at large. So we'll keep you guys posted with that. It's just, I don't want to hear about any more school shootings. I don't want to hear that they're happening. And sadly, you have real bad people, even among our pediatric and adolescent population. And to see this sort of stuff happen is just heartbreaking. Well, thank God nobody's died. Hopefully those two recover. So the FBI has swarmed Brian Laundrie's family home to execute a search warrant related to Gabby Petito's investigation. Law enforcement agencies have swarmed his home as he is the fiancé of Gabby Petito. He's been missing now. I think the parents had said that he had left, you know, because of all the media attention. I don't know exactly what the exact quote was. But the fiancé is identified by police as a person of interest in her disappearance. WFLA's Christine McLarty was outside the home today and reported seeing 15 FBI and Northport police units swarm, tape off the home around 10 a.m. The FBI is executing a court-authorized search warrant at the Laundrie residence at Northport, Florida, relevant to the Gabrielle Petito investigation. No further details being offered. But you saw them take out suitcases. They went inside with suitcases and documents. And then you saw them walking out. Hours later, the search continued, and they're trying to find any clues. Earlier in the day, Northport police announced they were no longer searching Carlton Reserve. He was reported missing by the family on Friday. Family members saw him leave the home Tuesday wearing hiking gear. So I believe Petito had disappeared during a cross-country trip. The two went on earlier this summer. Laundrie returned home alone on September 1st. Yet the 22-year-old fiancé didn't come with him. Apparently there was some drama that happened, and police had to be called. They had some sort of a fight. And sadly, a body was found in Wyoming that matches Petito's description, according to FBI agents. But a full forensic identification has not been completed to confirm 100% that we found Gabby. You know, when you see these things, you're just in disbelief that how would two people who are engaged decide to go camping or go to, my husband and I, when we were engaged, what do engaged people like to do? They like to go to the mountains. They like to go on hikes. They like to go on nature. They like to camp. So it's really hard for us to think that two people who loved each other, who were going to get married, would, you know, one would kill another. And we don't know what's going on. We don't know why he's missing. We don't know what, you know, it did seem like there was some sort of violence on her end towards him, according to one police report. But, again, we don't know all the details. But what keeps happening in the news or keeps happening in life is we always don't believe it because we're like, nah, everybody knew they left together. Why would he come back without her? And again, he could be innocent. Everybody's innocent until proven guilty. But when things happen, when these crimes happen, it's not thought of. I mean, you know, we watch these movies, and it looks like these crimes are, you know, choreographed and planned for years, and there's all these blueprints, and that's not what happens. What happens is some people, I guess, lose it. And when they lose it, they do things. And once they do, and I'm not saying Brian did this, but, you know, when bad things happen, it's a split-second decision that sadly causes it. Or two people might be doing drugs, one overdoses, and they feel guilty, so they dump the body. And, I mean, just these dumb decisions get made, or these impulsive decisions get made. And so, you know, we have to kind of always, this is why the FBI, you know, I'm surprised it took them this long to storm the house, but I understand they need warrants and things like that, and, you know, appropriately so. But, you know, the disbelief of, wait a second, you have two people that go about their merry way, and, you know, they're together, they're in love. Sadly, domestic violence and those types of things have to be first on the list. You know, didn't I Love Lucy, they kind of make fun of that. Lucy thought that Ricky wanted to kill her, and then Ricky goes to Fred and says, Fred, I don't understand. You know, she thinks I want to kill her. And he's like, well, you know, she's not wrong. Most husbands do. They were making a joke about it, but sadly, you know, it highlighted that these are the types of things that sadly happen within couples. So whenever anything just doesn't seem right, you got to look at the obvious. You know, don't assume that the obvious isn't, sadly, a part of what could have happened. So we'll see what happens. But Brian, for his sake, better show up, because that's obviously not a good optic if you're innocent. 1-877-DOCTELLY.
Hello, I'm a bald person, which means when I walk past a conveniently located Supercuts, it's a harsh, not so convenient reminder of the hair I no longer have. And when their friendly stylist tells me I can save time by checking in online, I tell them I save plenty of time already by not having much hair to cut. So while I might not be able to take full advantage of having amazing, affordable haircuts always close by, you, those with hair, can. Don't take your hair for granted. Take it to Supercuts.
Hey guys, gals, Dr. Dahlia here. How many of you have just become single and it's been years since you've dated? Well, you need to be careful out there, as there's a lot of pitfalls and scams. But there's also true love. So I recommend reading our Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. We'll give you the scoop on scammers, STDs, and what makes the best first date. Go to my website at drdahlia.com and click on the Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. That's drdahlia.com.
What will you do if there's a sudden food shortage? Given recent headlines, it seems likely, and at any moment. That's why it makes common sense to build your emergency food storage supply now, while you still can. Do it with the kind of food that stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. Food that doesn't go bad like what you get at the grocery store. Whose food should you trust? The largest preparedness company in America, My Patriot Supply. We've served millions of American families going on 14 years. At MyPatriotSupply.com, our mission is your survival. Our emergency food could definitely be your lifesaver when the peanut butter hits the fan. Choose from dozens of delicious meal kits that provide over 2,000 calories a day, which is what your body needs. Order today, and your food will ship fast in unmarked boxes to protect your privacy. Don't wait. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea helps build the red corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A.com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100, Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
As Dr. Wallach says, we all have nutrient deficiencies in our diets and must supplement with 90 essential nutrients in proper balances. At no cost or obligation, get a personal certified holistic health coach to help you develop a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano-colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Daniel for working the dials. And big thanks to you all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. Okay, so there are many parents out there that are kind of freaked out about COVID. They want their kids getting the vaccine, and they want to sign them up right away. I get that. I get that. A lot of people are scared. Other people out there, they want to wait. They want to watch. They want to get some more data. So we have learned that the Pfizer-BioNTech, safety studies have come out, and it looks like it is safe and effective in kids age 5 to 11. And we spoke about how vaccine hesitancy might not always translate to the current vaccine regimen that's out there, as those vaccines, there's not really a lot of reports of myocarditis and period issues and menstrual irregularities and things like that. As whenever you have a new vaccine, there's going to be a lot of chaos in terms of side effects, in terms of what's getting reported. And then it takes a while for the dust to settle. And so some parents who go, look, is it just too soon, too fast? I understand that too. I don't want my kid getting COVID. So if my kid was younger, I probably would opt for the vaccine. I would probably, though, if my child was old enough to be concerned about their period, I don't have daughters, I would probably leave it up to her. I don't think I would make that decision. For my boys, even though I strongly encouraged them to get it, I did wait for them to say they wanted it, because I just really think it's a personal choice. And even though I'm their mom and I could shove vegetables down their throats when they were little, I got two grown up boys. It's, you know, they want to make the decision. And they did. And they got vaccinated. So with what's going on with the Pfizer-BioNTech, all right, they apparently, their study has been found, or their trials have been found safe and effective for children age 5 to 11. But the dose isn't going to be the same. I think the dose is 30 micrograms of the regular. For kids, it's going to be 10. So remember I told you, you can't just cut it in half and say, all right, you know, this child is a mini-me. So they had to, I guess, titrate it down to a third of the dose. So cases of COVID-19 have jumped about 240% since July. Even though kids are less likely to become severely ill, they can still catch it on, pass it on. They can still suffer from serious disease. So government officials, you know, need to sign off on this. And I believe they're looking for an October date. According to the FDA, Dr. Peter Marks, he told USA Today authorization is likely to come within a matter of weeks and not months. He said FDA is committed to going through those as quickly as we can. I wouldn't have said it that way. I would, because there are a lot of parents out there going, with all the mandates, I don't want you rushing anything. I'd rather know that you're really looking at it. But keep in mind, they had to test it on kids to be able to come up with this. So thank God for those kids that actually volunteered to be tested. So I don't know how many. I know the FDA did ask for an adequate sample size, not going to be as large as the original adult trials. They say the data will not lay around when they come in. So Comirnaty, the Pfizer-BioNTech vaccine, is now fully approved for use in adults and older teens, still authorized for emergency use in 12 to 15-year-olds. So this would be an emergency authorization. The adult dose is 30 micrograms, as is the 16 on up. In terms of the, I believe the 12 to 15 is still the adult dose. I believe so. Don't quote me on that. But the companies are going to propose a 10 microgram dose for children 5 to 11. The shots will be given in two, delivered 3 weeks apart. They say at the lower dose, the vaccine is safe for children. And so they believe the side effects are going to be so similar as adolescents and young adults, being achy and things like that. So how many did they look at? They looked at 2,200 volunteers age 5 to 11, and it looked like that 10 microgram dose, or that third dose, showed a strong immune response. And so, you know, they're obviously not going to have the 44,000 like they had with adults. They said participants in all three trials of children, they looked at 2 to 5, 6 to 2, 6 months to 2 years old, and then, of course, the older ones. They're from 90 locations in the United States, Finland, Poland, and Spain. So that's, you know, we'll get more data as we get more data on that. But obviously, you know, those parents who want it, you know, it'll be great that it's going to be available. For those parents that are still a little hesitant, let's hope that, you know, they don't feel forced, and we hope that there is enough data and it does seem to convince enough people that it's safe. Personally, I would say while we're studying the myocarditis links and the menstrual irregularity links, just don't mandate. Just let it be voluntary. But it doesn't look like it's going to happen that way. Right now, the world is all about, well, not the world, but this country is all about mandates. So what's going on with the COVID variant? So we have another study showing that they're getting better at traveling through air, and they're outsmarting the masks or the facial coverings. So I don't even know where my mask is. This thing? Yeah, apparently the variant is looking at this and kind of laughing. But this one study showed a little better protection. I apologize, my glasses. I got to either leave them on or leave them off. So the study was published in the journal Clinical Infectious Disease. They found that loose-fitting cloth and surgical masks did reduce the amount of virus that got into the air, but only by about half. So it might be a barrier, but stuff is still escaping. And these variants are getting smarter. They say they're getting better at traveling through the air, and people are going to have to wear tighter-fitting masks. That's what I'm saying, N95s, people. The team was led by researchers at the University of Maryland. They found that people infected with the SARS-CoV-2 exhale infectious virus from their breath. Duh. And those infected with the Alpha variant put 43 to 100 times more virus into the air than people infected with the original strains of the virus. Now, that is what is key. Somebody breathing out the wild type versus somebody breathing out the Alpha wearing this mask, for some reason the Alpha was able to escape the mask. Now, I don't know if the Alpha is just smart per se, going, okay, wait a second, I know how to get around. Or is it just that the viral load is higher, so when you do have expulsions, more get out? One study a few weeks ago said 90% of stuff escaped the mask. I'm telling you right now, I see how you guys wear your mask. Those of you doing this thing, or it's like under the nose, it's just not working. So if the variants are outsmarting the masks, I've said this once, I'm going to say it again, have access to the N95 mask for those who want them. You guys are mandating scarves and, you know, football and hockey-colored, you know, glittered sort of things on the face, and they all look all pretty, and they all, but those are not medical-grade masks. And if I hear one more person say the reason why we have waves of Alpha or Delta in these countries is because people aren't wearing their masks, I'm going to just vomit. It's not just about a bad, weak, incompetent facial covering, all right? Or maybe it is. Right? Give people N95 respirator masks, not with the valve. Let people have access to those. Give people access to the vaccine if they want, especially these poor countries. And if somebody doesn't want to put something nasty and dirty from their purse on their face, doesn't really make sense to mandate it. Hand them an N95. So, they say the Delta variant circulating now is more contagious than the Alpha. There's a chance the Mu might also be more contagious as well. They say our research indicates that the variants just keep getting better at traveling through the air, so we must provide better ventilation and wear tighter fitting masks. The researchers noted that the amount of virus in the air coming from Alpha variant infections was 18 times more than could be explained by increased amounts of virus in nasal swabs and saliva. So then the next question is if they're outsmarting the masks and expelling, then what about this 6 feet social distancing? I mean, if you had the flu and I was in a doctor's room with you and this was before COVID, I would wear a mask to protect me and to protect the person that I would be exhaling onto in the next room. But standing 6 feet from somebody, it's not enough, especially when you spew it. When I speak, it's already going out 3-4 feet. And then with the air conditioning or the heat, it's going to travel. So if you don't want to get sick, don't be in crowds. Don't be at concerts. If you feel safe, vaccinated, and you like the mask you're wearing because it's an N95, you're probably a little safer than not wearing the mask. It's common sense. Just doesn't have to be. We don't have to have these stupid mandates. 1-877-DOCTOR-ELLIE, don't go away.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCMteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Longevity 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCMteam.com. immediately. We're looking for military specialists who can use a computer and communicate information and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life Crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
The United States will replace travel bans on Europe, China, and other countries by requiring foreign nationals to show proof of a COVID vaccination. White House COVID-19 Response Team Coordinator Jeff Zients explains what changed that caused the administration to update its travel guidelines.
Today, nearly 6 billion shots have been administered globally, and dozens of countries have strong vaccination rates. Vaccines continue to show that they're highly effective.
The move set to be announced later today at the White House and set to take effect in November. As the search for Gabby Petito comes to a close, the FBI is shifting its focus to finding Petito's missing boyfriend, Brian Laundrie. Laundrie, a person of interest in Petito's death, went missing last week. USA Radio News. Some bad news for Democrats regarding immigration.
A ruling by the Senate parliamentarian makes it unlikely that the Democrats' $3.5 trillion spending package will contain any immigration reform. The Hill reporting that Elizabeth McDonough has issued guidance that the plan to include new immigration policy in that package doesn't comply with the rules in a bill going through the budget reconciliation process. Among the reforms in the proposal was a plan to provide 8 million green cards for several groups. The plan is now likely to be dropped from the final bill. From the USA Radio News Ohio Bureau, I'm Dan Naraki.
Pfizer says a smaller dose of their COVID-19 vaccine works to develop antibodies for kids ages 5 to 11 years old. They say two doses 3 weeks apart had the similar effect to the dosage for 16 to 25-year-olds. The side effects also roughly the same. Pfizer planning to submit this information to regulators very soon. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
We're back on the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. So I like watching movies. I like watching TV shows. I like studying how things change, how comedy changes. Remember we would watch a movie when we were younger and there would be a cuss word. And it would be like a movie from the 70s. I think like Burt Reynolds or something and Cannonball Run or something. And I remember giggling because I was a kid. Trust me, I grew up in a family where they spoke more cuss words than non-cuss words. But I remember being in a movie theater, and when there was a bad word, people would laugh. It was really funny. And now, I mean, there's bad words in the title. It's just completely, it's completely just overdone. In fact, there's a lot of movies that if you watch them now, you start to go, oh, man, I don't know if those movies would be allowed to even exist now. So Blazing Saddles, for example. When I was a kid, I watched Blazing Saddles. I did realize that there were a lot of things that were inappropriate. I forgot there was also a scene where I guess one of the bandits, Chief Bad Guy, had listed that he raped, and somebody replied, I like rape. And I mean, there were some, these were, this was, Blazing Saddles was 1974. And sadly, you know, with the way they portrayed the sheriff and things like that, these are things that, it was able to make a movie in the 70s, but these days probably would get canceled pretty quickly. The Bad News Bears, you had the kids cussing and middle schoolers trying, like, or there was obviously a lot of things that, you know, we as kids were like, oh, wow, you know, man, those kids, they get away with that. And probably they, I think they cleaned it up for the remake. Silver Streak, I think they had blackface in it. The toy where Richard Pryor was hired as a toy for a white family. Animal House, Porky's, a lot of, you know, things, and those obviously were pretty raunchy, probably wouldn't, because of the sexualization, you know, of women and things like that, wouldn't last. The Jerk, Steve Martin, that was a huge hit in the 70s. I didn't watch it because I was too young. But obviously there was a lot of things that were kind of controversial. Let me see who else. Airplane. Apparently Airplane had, oh yeah, yeah. Remember there was a woman that was starting to lose it, and then everybody was hitting her, and they, that would not be considered politically correct now, because obviously somebody who has phobia or fear of dying in a plane should not be smacked around. Caddyshack, Stripes, 48 Hours. So, you know, movies in the past, even Tootsie. What happened with Tootsie? I'm reading this from Ultimate Classic Rock. Oh, yeah, because remember he was in the room when they were changing, and so that would be considered sexual harassment, and yeah, all right. Zapped, Mr. Mom. What happened with Mr. Mom? Mr. Mom was when he was, his wife had to work, and so he stayed home with the kids. And so it looked like such a, you know, such a odd scenario that, oh my gosh, you know, that, whereas these days it's like, yeah, Mom works. Gremlins, apparently the murder of an old lady might have been a little too rough, they say. Police Academy, that had a lot of, risque sort of, but see, a lot of these things, that's kind of what they did. Revenge of the Nerds, 16 Candles, that was, that's just kind of how they did movies. Well, we had the Emmys this weekend, and interesting what won. You know, I haven't seen all of Ted Lasso. I saw the first episode, but I guess I have to stream the Apple TV. I thought we had Apple TV, but I guess we don't. Ted Lasso won, I believe, Best Comedy. Netflix took home, I think, the most awards, 44. HBO and HBO Max, 19. Disney Plus, 14. Apple TV Plus, 10. NBC, 8. VH1, 6. And it's interesting because The Queen's Gambit won Outstanding Limited or Anthology Series. I thought The Queen's Gambit was good, especially the very first episode. A couple of the other episodes I didn't like as much. They were a little slow. But I think one of the reasons why people liked it is because they thought it was a true story. And I'm hearing it was taken from a true story, but I guess that person is suing Netflix because they said that they portrayed her wrong. So I got to look that up. But Outstanding Drama Series, The Crown. Now, The Crown beat out The Boys. I like The Boys. Bridgerton, Handmaid's Tale, The Mandalorian, Posse, This Is Us, Lovecraft Country. But I think the reason why people like The Crown is they do like history. It's not supposed to be a documentary. But one thing that people like, just like with Boardwalk Empire, is where you take history and you make it entertaining. And people love history. People love sports. Outstanding Comedy Series went to Ted Lasso. I only saw the first episode, but it beat out Cobra Kai. It beat out The Kominsky Method, Blackish, Hacks, Pen 15. I do want to see it. And Sudeikis, I think, does a great job in it. But I only saw the first episode, and I'm hooked. I want to see more. Outstanding variety series, I think Saturday Night Live. Variety special, Hamilton. I thought Hamilton was fantastically done. Stephen Colbert's Election Night won. I didn't see that. Lead actor in a drama series went to Josh O'Connor, who played a younger Prince Charles in The Crown. Lead actress was Olivia Colman, who played Diana in The Crown. Let me see here. I'm trying to see what else. Lead actress Kate Winslet in Mare of Easttown. Again, I haven't really seen that. But I look at what, you know, who's winning with these. And I find it fascinating that these series, that these short series, I mean, look at what happened with Game of Thrones, you know. I don't know if we're allowed to say it. Poops Creek, I love that show. I love that show. The Levy family, they did amazing, as well as, well, it's father and son. And then, you know, these are things where people want comedy. People want, I think they really appreciate non, you know, like these heroic, I mean, remember in the 80s, you know, you had like the Schwarzeneggers, you know, you had the Sylvester Stallones, you had the Jean-Claude Van Dammes. People want to identify. And so they could identify with something from history. They could identify with somebody who's not perfect. Identify with somebody who, you know, is, I mean, Game of Thrones was out there, and I think people were in the mood for fantasy. But after that, people went back to, okay, we want something more historical. So I think a lot of the good quality shows did win. Hamilton was a made-for-film Broadway, you know, as COVID hurt the Broadway scene. Those of us that didn't get a chance to see Hamilton were able to see it on, was it HBO Max? And it was fantastic. And even though it's not the same as being there in person, it was well done. My son loved it. It was, you know, and so I think where entertainment has to go is rather than the shock value, rather than the slapstick humor, rather than, You know, some of the inappropriate stuff that happened in the past for shock value. It's really hard to shock these days because the CGI and all the special effects, we've kind of seen it all. Most of the storylines are being redone. They just keep redoing, you know, stories that are out there. So then maybe go back to history. There's so much fascinating historical accounts of things and bring it to life. Bring musicals that, just like Grease. Grease was brilliant. Or did Grease, the movie came first and then they did the musical? I don't know, but I like Grease. 1-877-DOCTOR, don't go away.
In the last 12 months, the Federal Reserve has added over $4 trillion to their balance sheet. It's led to an explosion in financial assets. Stocks, bonds, commodities, cryptocurrencies, housing prices have all exploded higher. But the Federal Reserve can't keep this going forever. This is unsustainable. It's why you need Advantage Gold. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver the right way. Call 800-900-8000. We don't pay celebrities millions of dollars. We pass that value on to you. It's why we're number one. Call 800-900-8000 now. Speak with one of our experts and learn how. We'll send you a free gold kit and a copy of my national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call 800-900-8000 now.
Hey, guys. Dr. Dahlia here. We love our drivers out there, and many of you are in need of renewing your CDL. Well, if you're in Southern Nevada, we've got the place for you. Your DOT physical can be done by calling 702-562-8800 and mention this ad. you'll get a discount. Easy, convenient hours to get you back on the road. So for your CDL DOT physical, call 702-562-8800 and drive safe.
As a bald man, on a per follicle basis, haircuts usually aren't a great value to me. But at Supercuts, I can have an experienced stylist recommend a perfect cut for an affordable price, even if my options are limited. And while my hair-to-dollar ratio is good, yours is off the charts. Because Supercuts won't just cut your hair. They'll obsess over it until you look amazing, then finish with a hot towel refresher to top it all off. And from my personal bald perspective, that's what I call hair rich. Don't take your hair for granted. Take it to Supercuts.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano-colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
I represent low-cost airlines, and we know a lot of you are not traveling right now, and we understand. However, if you do need to travel between now and the end of the year, now is a great time to lock in some of the lowest prices we've seen in a lifetime. Hey, in normal times, we can save you up to 75%, but now airlines are practically giving away seats. We have inside deals on over 500 airlines. Here are a few sample round-trip deals we found. Seattle to Vegas, $35. Chicago to Atlanta, $85. Los Angeles to Atlanta, $100. Of course, there are some limitations, but the airlines want your business right now. And cancellation and change fees are flexible. So fly somewhere this year, book now, save a ton, call right now.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
Oh, whale! Guys, whale! Wow, whale.
Oh, that's a big whale. Okay. Whale, whale, whale! Oh, no! Whale!
Tides can turn quick on the water. Progressive's boat insurance has you covered. Get a quote today in as little as 3 minutes at progressive.com.
Well, at least it wasn't a shark, am I right?
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates.
Angie's List is now Angie, and getting your to-do list done just got easier. Between back to school and with the holidays around the corner, it can feel like there's no time to tackle home projects. Whether you need help with emergency repairs or major upgrades, Angie matches you with top local pros who can get the job done right. Browse reviews, see upfront pricing, and instantly book hundreds of projects. Save time for what matters most. Book your next project at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I.com.
Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. So Robert wants to know, during the flu at the turn of the 20th century, did they have to close down schools? Did they have to mandate masks? And so I'm under the impression that it wasn't so much nationally fueled. I think it was very regional. And so I did a little research, and this is coming from Staten Island Live. So this is interesting. This is an interesting article. And it talks about how New York City beat the deadly 1918 flu without vaccines, because obviously vaccines weren't around yet. Lockdowns, mask mandates, or school closures. Now, I do remember seeing a lot of people wearing masks. I do remember parades, not remember because I was born, I wasn't born, but I, you know, as we studied this, some parades were closed, masks were being worn at games, we've seen all the pictures. But apparently the 1918 Spanish influenza epidemic did not necessarily have the same lockdowns that we do. Now, it killed 675,000 in the United States, killed 50 million people across the globe, and that was over, I believe, a two-year period. But interesting that it was able to go away. We all were able to overcome. Many people consider that the source was our troops coming over, back over from overseas from World War One. I think the epicenter originally, or ground zero, was Boston, which was a big port of many of our troops coming in. And so as obviously if there was a, you know, outbreak in Europe, it came to us and then it spread like wildfire. But the general, I guess the top general, let's say, of the influenza battlefield in New York was Dr. Royal Copeland, commissioner of the City Department of Health. And according to a book, Greater Gotham, it covers New York City history from 1898 to 1919. It describes that how Dr. Copeland actually kept schools, theaters, entertainment venues open, while other cities decided to close them. So even though in other parts of the country there were closures, in New York City they didn't. Now, Copeland reasoned that the schools were often more sanitary than housing in the city, particularly the jam-packed slums, they said, that blighted the urban landscape at the turn of the 20th century. So somebody who didn't have good water, didn't have good ventilation, coming to a school might actually give them some more protection. They said city schools also had established a system of child health monitoring and care. Kids were examined by doctors at school each day. Sick children sent home, kind of the way they did things on Ellis Island. They said few children actually fell victim to the flu. Now, it could have, again, just been this was a type of virus that just affected, you know, adults more commonly as COVID did. But Copeland in New York City decided to keep theaters and other entertainment spots open, according to StatenIslandLive.com. He reasoned that most of those venues, again, were clean and well-ventilated. But if you did go there, you couldn't cough, you couldn't sneeze, and you couldn't smoke. The doctor thought that movie houses and performance stages could be used to spread the word to New Yorkers about flu prevention measures. Now, venues that didn't live up to his cleanliness and ventilation standards were closed. So what about the subways? Well, crowded city subways and elevated train lines would be potentially packed with infected passengers. But rather than shuttering the transit system, he worked with city businesses to stagger their opening times so that there wouldn't be the usual crush of people during morning and evening rush hours. So he worked with some businesses to maybe be open later or be open earlier, so then people coming into work all weren't coming in at the same 8 to 9 p.m. They say New York officials, or they say Copeland instituted a mass public awareness campaign about the flu. There were 10,000 posters placed at rail stations, ferry landings, stores, police stations, and elsewhere, explaining how the flu spread, telling the public to cover their coughs and sneezes, and to refrain from spitting. They said an army of Boy Scouts helped the city enforce the no-spitting rule, handed out cards that said you're in violation of the sanitary code to offenders. On one October day, I guess 134 men were fined $1 each at the Jefferson Market Court for spitting. So I can't tell you how many times I see people spitting out their window now. Now, nobody's really talked about spitting. Interesting, there's an ad I'm looking at from 1918 recommending alcohol to repel the influenza bacillus. Bacillus we use as a term for bacteria, but it's interesting they call it the influenza bacillus, and they recommended not to wait for the flu to come to you and to guard against it by drinking alcohol. Nah. Now, alcohol, I think, could make it worse. But I get they probably thought that alcohol would stave it off, and they were trying to make money. People always trying to make money. So mask-wearing mandates were still common in the western states, but they were not instituted in New York City. Officials did recommend people wear facial coverings. And many city people voluntarily chose to. The newspapers gave tips on how to do it at home, things like that. Many masks were made of gauze, even more porous material. Didn't really do much. Some New Yorkers poked holes in their masks so they could still smoke while wearing them. But, you know, again, it was voluntary and the majority of people did it. They said, not, even though not much could have been done once you had the flu, they did soups, baths, blankets, fresh air until the flu subsided or people died. They said 20,000 New Yorkers died during the worst of it between September to November of 1918. But they say the city death rate of 4.7 people per 100,000 was better than seen in Boston and Philly. Boston had 6.5 per 100,000, Philly 7.3. So you would think that New York City being that populous and having the slums and a lot of people close together and non-mandates would have had more deaths, and they didn't. They had less than some of these other areas. So, you know, I wasn't there. I can't 100% confirm. You know, this was reported by, you know, a book and a news source, but, you know, it is interesting, the approach. That's why people are studying Florida versus California. I believe Florida did a little worse than California, being lax with their rules, but not enough to justify the draconian measures. We opened the show today talking about distrust of the government, how that fueled it. When you have people saying they're not going to take the vaccine if Trump tells us to, what would a vaccine hesitancy look like then, this, you know, if they lost the election? You had people blowing off the female side effects and menstrual irregularities till now, after all these months, the back and forth between the FDA and the White House, the back and forth between the masks and all that. Whatever we do, and I don't really like the blame game, but what I do think is proactive and productive is to plan a better public health policy. And we could learn from our mistakes with COVID. And the mistakes are, don't force people to not work. I mean, you know, you want to engage them, let them still work. If people are afraid of COVID, they themselves are going to, you know, avoid going out. But for those people that, you know, I mean, as long as you prove you have sanitary conditions, you prove you have ventilation, you should be allowed to stay open. Hand people out proper masks, like the N95s. People will want to use them if they don't want to get sick. You know, it just, I don't know. 1-877-DOCTOR-DALLY, don't go away.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen.
And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork. You know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-985-1610. 800-985-1610. 800-985-1610. That's 800-985-1610.